good people at Google want to know. Does Jeremy Lewis have tattoos?
Welcome back to Wild Till 9, the best fucking podcast in the Maldives, Lebanon, Latvia.
I've been to 0 to 4 of those places so far.
And this just in.
Uh-huh.
Bath.
Okay. All right. Well, let us know if you're from any of those 5 locations and confirm or deny.
Actually, if you're from those places, let's just keep that between you and me. Because we already know.
No. The finger guns. No. How we're not going to start the podcast. How we're not going to. No.
Fun fucking fact. That's an alliteration that would be worth a lot of points. And what's that one game?
Scategories.
Scategories, right? Fun fucking fact. Except that's not really a saying. Is that lipstick, that's the same color of our carpet that you've left there just for me to step on?
Is the same color as what?
You guys can't see it, and the audio people definitely can't see it.
No, this carpet has pink on it, and that's like a nudie. I don't think you understand what color fuchsia is, and how that would never be on my lips.
Really?
So
are you gonna tell me?
This is a theory that I have. I think that Jeremy sees about maybe 14 colors total. It's like we've got blue and dark blue, but like that's the extent of the two blues that he sees. And then we've got like lime green and like the forest green that he wears every day. So I really think that like your color spectrum is limited to like under 20 colors for sure. So then when you like name off those two pinks,
I
and think
cyan,
they're similar.
I see magenta. I see Kelvin. I see
Kelvin is that's
C-M-Y.
A that's a light.
Wait, what's Y? Yellow. I see K, which stands for Kelvin, right?
No, this is for black. But this is black.
But okay, why is it K though?
Oh, maybe it is Kelvin. I should know this. I went to print school.
Wow.
Does it stand for Kelvin?
I see green. I think it stands for. Oh, I don't feel that confident about it.
Right. Yeah.
I see cyan, magenta, yellow, K, and whatever that K is means black. I thought it was Kelvin.
Oh, key color. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Everyone that I went to fucking print school with is like, you dumb bitch. Did you not learn anything?
No, you didn't get into OCAD.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not OCAD. This is like.
I bet OCAD people know that means key color.
I don't know. Anyways, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, welcome back to try number 2 at this podcast.
Oh, you guys, we recorded a whole ass podcast. It got edited. Bless our editor's soul. And it just wasn't the vibe.
It sucked.
It sucked. It really sucked.
The issue was we weren't funny. It wasn't good.
Energy was just off.
And Lauren's in-ear was sticking horizontal.
Oh my God, I'm not kidding, guys. So we switched over. I'm sure you guys have noticed if you're watching the video version. We switched over from like the big over-ear headphones that you see every podcaster ever use. We switched over to these like musician-y headphones that go
musician-y? They're just in-ear headphones.
They literally go so far into your brain that they almost pop out the other side out the other ear. Like they go so far in. It is a fight to get these into my ears every week because I've got small ears. So anyway, so there's like a little wire that wraps around your ear.
What do you mean? They're like this big. Just keep talking.
Okay.
Yep. Just.
I don't know what the fuck is going on over here. Anyways, there's a little cord that's supposed to wrap around your ear, and mine was sticking.
It's this big.
Okay, so take that, and my ear is half that size.
It's this big.
So imagine.
That's it.
Okay. Well.
That's it.
That's bigger than my ear. That's the issue.
Oh my God.
That's the issue. So anyways, we switched over to these headphones, and then the wire was like literally sticking 4 inches off of my head. And
oh, cute.
It was also the podcast we recorded after I did a no heat hair thing for my main channel YouTube video, and it really fucked up my hair. And so I had bad hair, the cord was sticking out, the energy was off, it was not funny. So we scrapped it, and now we're missing the Super Bowl, which is fine.
We're not missing the Super Bowl. We're going to get to the fucking meat and potatoes of this podcast and move on.
Okay, well, we watched Puppy Bowl, and now we're here. And so this podcast is actually going
to
be a few
days
late.
Shout out to one of my favorite clients ever.
Puppy Bowl. Puppy Bowl. Yeah. Puppy Bowl. Moose is a little sad he didn't get a PR package, but it's okay.
Yeah, Discovery, we have words for each other on Monday.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah,
that's tough. Moose is feeling a little left out.
Yeah. Hey, thanks to everybody who comments back on all the juice, all the tea, all the everything from last week.
Oh yeah, we appreciate you. Genuinely, I wake up on Tuesday mornings and I roll over and I see Jeremy balls deep in the comments.
Balls deep. I don't know about that reference.
Balls deep in the podcast, in the comments. It's our favorite though. Genuinely, leave us a comment. Even if you have nothing to say.
So I can get balls deep in them.
So you can get... I think, are you now fucking all of our podcast listeners? I think I hate this. Do no. I feel jealous? I think I do.
Maybe. Some of them. Just the comments. Just the nice ones.
You will be balls deep in the nice comments.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Lauren and I have absolutely no problem accepting the nicest and warmest and flowing of just nice words. And in the moment someone has like any like amount of like constructive criticism, oh, fuck you too, Shelby.
No, that's not true. Constructive criticism is okay. If it's just you being a dick, then fuck you, Shelby.
Yeah, you're right.
All the Shelbys are right now are like,
you know what? I saw a mean comment from Shelby.
Did you?
Yeah, that I didn't just make up that name.
Oh,
Shelby.
Ooh, you go Shelby.
Fuck
yourself.
And
Shelby.
Not all Shelbys. You.
Oh shit.
That one.
My name's not even Shelby, and I felt a little stressed by that.
Yeah, I know. We had a girl in first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade, whatever. Her name was Shelby. Okay. Can't remember her last name. Otherwise, I would put her on blast. She definitely was like a little bit like obsessed with horses. Like there was
the horse girl.
No, it was like a horse notebook, a horse backpack, a horse this, a horse that. And she would
That's a horse girl.
Well, I'm not going to call her a horse girl.
Okay.
I just remember that she was obsessed with horses.
Okay.
And she used
to. Horse girl.
Actually, I think I'm getting her confused with somebody else.
It wasn't Shelby?
I think Shelby was a horse girl. Anyway, she would.
The horse girl in my grade was Carly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, she would throw it. And like, this isn't like when I lived in Kentucky and you were a horse girl or a horse guy.
Everyone's a horse person in Kentucky.
Who owned a horse ranch. It was like, you don't own a horse. You've probably never ridden a horse.
Oh, St. Catharines. It's like, where did you find a horse? We have deer and squirrels. Mm-hmm. Where'd you find a horse?
And squirrels. Anyway, so she would get...
squirrels.
She would be... she'd go from 0 to 100 and be that girl that would just like storm out crying, just ripping things off the wall in second grade. Everyone would be like, what the fuck?
My horse girl was actually very mean. She was a bully for sure.
She sucked. No, this one, the not horse girl sucked.
Not horse girl, horse girl. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Can't be a... Well,
well
have,
said, Lauren.
I have okay. Noah.
So Lauren and I are going to do this fun new thing, and I'm probably not going to be able to hold it in when I'm in the driver's seat, but for the next few weeks, we're going to go back and forth on coming up with creative for the podcasts.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's a competition, because it's not.
Oh, here we fucking go. Well, now it is. Now you've said that. Now it's a competition. Sir.
I hadn't thought about that.
So this is starting as of next week.
Well, it started last week.
No. No.
Who came up with the concept for last week?
We did together. Literally neither of us. And that's why the podcast ended up sucking ass.
No, last week.
When I was in the hot seat. Oh yeah, you came up with that. Yes. Sorry, I'm playing catch up. Because there was a podcast in between that, you hack.
That thing didn't, that will never see the light of day.
No, 100%.
Hop into our Patreon right now for $14.99.
You can see the podcast that weren't good enough to make it to the main.
Yeah. You know, like podcasts that end in us both just going, how is that? It's fine. Okay.
You know, that's always a good direction.
Yeah, we should just sleep on that before we send it to the editor.
Yeah. Save everyone some time.
Yeah. But Lauren figured this one out. Go ahead.
No. It starts next week. So because we had to scramble to pod a little last minute, because I think this will not go up on a Tuesday.
Fuck, you're right.
Yeah, this will not be up on a Tuesday. So
happy
welcome
Wednesday,
to...
Thursday, Friday, everybody.
I'm going to say Thursday. I'm going to take a hot guess at
Thursday.
I think
Wednesday.
Okay. All right. I love that for us. A little Wild Till 9 Wednesday. Honestly, we probably should have picked Wednesday.
Holy
that sounds
shit.
Fucking good.
That would be great for categories again.
Wild Till 9
Wednesdays. Wild Wednesdays.
Wild Wednesdays. Wild West Wednesdays.
Why would it be West?
We live on the West Coast.
Yeah. What about our number one fan in Latvia and Bath?
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, it's recorded in the West.
Okay. But yeah. My brethren
anyway,
in the East, I want to make sure
my
that...
My brethren.
In the East.
For the two males who watch the podcast who also live in the East.
Listen, I got some ladies out there that definitely are my bros.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Everyone can be a bro. Oh, God. Okay, so today's schedule on the pod...
nice segue, Lauren.
Thanks so much.
Segu. I mean, sorry.
It's
nice segue.
Segu.
No, there's a nice schedule today.
And Jeremy's in sweatpants today, so we're all in luck. I just want to loop back to our color conversation and say that is the farthest fucking color.
This
from
is gray.
Are you kidding me?
What color are they?
That's steel blue.
Yeah, but like you can't get to steel blue without a little bit of gray.
Okay, you can't get to green without fucking yellow. What do you mean? What?
Can you see my dick outline in them?
Not from this angle, no.
But can you?
Oh, when you're standing up?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, not every sweatpant that shows dick can be just, you can't just randomly call every sweatpant gray sweatpant.
Not, if you could see dick.
Not all sweatpant ween is equivalent. Not all sweatpant ween is equivalent in the slightest. A black sweatpant ween versus a gray sweatpant ween is not on the same level. And I need you to understand that.
Okay. I do. Okay. And I totally. Where would this fall into the black to gray spectrum of ween?
So if gray's at the top and black's at the bottom.
Wouldn't white be at the top?
No, because you don't get enough shadows. That's what it is. You need the gray to see the light and the shadows, the contrast. Black, you can't see shadows.
I think that this chair might be the half of the reason for my back problems. We have to get rid of this fucking chair.
Oh, great timing, because one of our mini couches are here. We're still waiting on the next one, though. Get excited. New mini couches.
I was trying to set that up like we were going to do that naturally, but oh. Did you see how she just
I'm just so excited.
Bulldozed that?
Yeah, I'm excited. Mini couches, the cutest mini couches you've ever seen.
And are they a little bit bigger?
Yeah.
It's weird. Could we maybe...
Because maybe we're like planning for some guests or something. Oh my God, you know who I just sounded like there?
Who?
Yeah, from Schitt's Creek.
Alexis?
A little bit Alexis.
You know what's crazy? I usually don't time them this way because, you know, I'm watching New Girl and Schitt's Creek in perpetuity.
Yeah, forever.
Like I'm constantly just like, I hop in. And I got to the end of New Girl and Schitt's Creek at the same time. Mm-hmm. So now I'm starting them both over. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's season one, but it's so weird to see both. I usually feel like I'm towards the end with one and the beginning with the other, but now I'm like starting over both of them.
Okay.
It almost kind of feels like a little too like final.
Okay. So today we're going to do this fun segment that I think Wired coined on the internet. But we're going to steal it today. So get fucked, Wired.
How many of y'all watch Wired?
I feel like these videos get fucking like 50 million views.
No, Ryan Reynolds gets 50 million views and Wired happens to capture it.
Right. That's what I'm saying though, is that we've all watched Wired not knowing. That being
said, if Wired wanted...
Here's the thing, is that we will never be famous enough to actually be on Wired's answering the web's most
searched questions.
Are you
anti-manifesting?
What?
Are you anti-manifesting right now?
No, I'm being humble, Jeremy. I'm being humble.
That's like that's basically anti-manifesting.
I don't know. I'm not into the whole manifestation thing.
Really?
Yeah, not really.
Oh, okay.
Like, same. I'm not against it. And
I don't want to own a boat one day.
I don't want to have yacht money.
Oh my God. A beach house? Not me.
Yeah, I don't know. I believe like I'm down to acknowledge my goals, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to piss off the manifestors.
You're pissing me off. As someone who believes in just thinking about what you want to achieve and going to achieve it.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with that. I just think that some people take manifestation really, really far.
Yeah, I don't have like a dream journal that I announce every morning out of bed.
Right. Okay, I believe in manifestation. Change my mind.
I don't believe that you believe it. Okay. Anyway.
Anyways. So,
I'm Ryan Reynolds. This is Wired.
Your dream. This is all you've wanted.
God, it'd be great.
So I asked the good people of Google what the... I asked Google what the good people of Google have asked Google about you. You follow?
As much as I think that anyone could have followed from that.
Okay, great. That's all I'm asking for. And so these start pretty easy. There's some random curveballs in here. I also think that you've done a really great job of keeping your life pretty private so far. So I would say my side puts me a little more on blast than yours does. Would you like to go back and forth? Do you want to take the hot seat first? Do you want to put me in the hot seat?
I think it's only fair that you get to drive this conversation however you feel, since this is your creative episode.
Get fucked. This is not my creative episode, and I'm putting that on record right now. Creative episodes start next week with your produced episode. And that's fucking on period. It. Bitch.
How did you spell period?
With a P-U-R-R. IOD.
IUD. Let's go.
Okay.
Because we have a Super Bowl to watch, and I don't know how we're going to do 30 minutes of content in 15 minutes, but we're going to do it.
We're going to figure it out. I love that for us.
Probably a good way to do it is start.
Yeah. Okay. Kaden, shut the fuck up.
When Shelby said we're annoying? I get it.
Yeah, honestly. Shelby was mean to us for a reason. Yeah. Honestly, Shelby, Carly, it's okay. Carly actually one time, and I don't know why, do you remember when kids would just get up in the middle of class and go throw up?
You say that as if that's the thing.
It is. I need everyone in the comments right now to let me know if they remember just like when kids in elementary school would just like randomly get up from their desk and go throw up in the corner in the garbage can.
Never happened.
Really?
No.
That literally happened. I can think of 4 kids in my elementary school that happened in class.
No.
Maybe because I have like emetophobia that's like scarred me a little more.
I mean, that is a good reason for why that would scar you more.
We're going to fucking start. Okay. So the people of the good people of Google want to know.
So the Google search team.
No, the good users, the good people, the good users of Google.
Got it.
The search.
So what do you mean the users of Google? You mean people with hands?
Yeah.
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 When's the last time you hopped on Bing? Ask Jeeves.
Oh, I loved Ask Jeeves.
My mother is just tickled pink by Ask Jeeves.
Loved Ask Jeeves.
Try like DuckDuckGo now.
I don't know what any of those are, but okay, here we go. Good people of Google want to know, what does Jeremy Michael Lewis do? And you know what? This is the fairest question that I've ever seen. And my friend just started dating like a consultant. And my first question was like, what does that mean? Like, what does he actually do? Who does he consult for? So it's the same thing. Like when you're a salesperson, I feel like for the first year of you being in this job, which is about now, like if someone were to ask you, well, ask me what you do.
Okay.
Like, well, he's
I'm coming up on 2 years of this job, but okay.
Sure. Okay. So he's a director of sales, right?
That's my title.
Yeah, it's your title. Okay. But that's a start. You're a director of.
You've told no lies.
Also, I want to be very clear that this is the only question that I'll be answering for you, but I think this is more fun because this is going to be chaos for me.
Okay.
Okay. So director of sales for a.
All my coworkers
a
watch
SaaS,
this video.
A SaaS. Software as a service. Yeah, right? SaaS.
A SaaS what?
A SaaS. Product.
Okay.
SaaS product to be integrated into live media.
I mean, no lies.
Fuck yeah. I'll take it. How would you describe it? What do you do? What do you do?
I am responsible for new business, which means as opposed to like renewal, like business that already exists at the company. Uh-huh. I do new business. So my responsibility is to go out and find new business and sell from the beginning to the last moment before it gets handed off internally to actually do the business.
But like, what are you selling?
Software.
Girl Guide cookies?
Software.
But what does the software do?
It's B2B. So like every single person.
Business to business for all the uncultured fucks like me who didn't know that for a
every single person
long time.
Listening to this podcast, this software does not apply to because it is business to business.
Great. Okay. So now that you said that, I just want to be very clear that I don't need to know what you sell.
What do you mean?
Well, you just said everyone who listens to this podcast is business to business. They'll never have to use it.
Correct. But like you can't sign up and get an account.
For this service.
Right.
It's not a social media platform.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a display part. Like,
here we go. Can't wait. Nerd out for us, babe. Nerd out.
It's a display platform for media companies to use during live productions and events.
Right. So for example, during Puppy Bowl, how is Puppy Bowl using your product?
They were using our like embedded voting platform to build on their website. So when you looked at like Aaron Podgers versus like, you know, Fluffer number 3 on the right.
Yeah.
We were powering the technology that was kind of building that experience.
To vote for Ryan Podgers versus Fluff number 3.
Aaron Podgers.
Aaron, what did I call him?
Ryan Podgers. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well,
then I take care of like the Foxes and the Disneys and the ABCs and Discoveries.
A little name dropping, a little subtle flex.
Those people have heard of those.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The good people of Google want to know, is Jeremy Michael Lewis married?
Tis not.
Tis not. What kind of ring do you want?
I hated every ring I looked at when I was engaged.
So what do you want?
I don't know. I hate them.
What did you look at that you thought, like, what was the plan?
I hated all of them.
Were they gold?
Gold, silver, everything. Hated every single one of them. My fingers are so gross.
You don't have gross hands. I don't have nice hands.
There was not a ring that I found that was like, yeah, this is good.
Huh.
I literally thought to myself, I'm going to take this fucking thing off all the time.
I feel like you just need like a plain gold band. Like nothing crazy, like no diamonds.
We'll talk
about
it in 9 years or so.
I will you know what? It's not even me. Mom DIY will murder you.
I've heard that once or 90 times.
Okay, good people of Google want to know. How tall is Michael? Okay, actually, Michael. Jesus Christ. How tall is Jeremy Michael Lewis? And also, can you give some context as to why you're Jeremy Michael Lewis? Like why? Okay, first of all, like it's the whitest thing I've ever heard to have three first names. Jeremy Michael Lewis. Like that's crazy. Even though your last name is spelled more like a last name than a first name, but that's the whitest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. You have three first names.
When I was about to do television.
Yes.
Forever ago, I typed in Jeremy Lewis to see what comes up.
Oh, who is actually a professor at the University of San Francisco, I think.
It was also like a rapey pedophile in Florida.
Right. So we wanted to brand
differentiate ourselves from that. Which is why we added the Michael, because that's not pull up any rape. And it was like a white dude who was tall.
I see.
So I was like, let's not play with that fire. Right. And we'll add a Michael in there. And now fast forward 10 years, I have enough SEO to not have Michael in there. So it's not in there anymore.
It's not?
Nope. I mean, like my Twitter and Facebook everything is like all like Jeremy Michael 22, but that's just because like that's Dave. But like my name on all of my social platforms are just Jeremy Lewis now. I don't sign my name Jeremy Michael Lewis.
Right, so we flushed out all of the rapist guy.
Right.
Okay.
Well, he's probably still in jail.
Fuck Jeremy Lewis. Fuck him for tarnishing the name.
Let's fuck Florida Jeremy Lewis.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Man from Florida.
Man from Florida who also was named Jeremy Lewis. Fuck that guy for tarnishing your name.
Well, I don't own it.
Yeah, but like he's bringing down the cred, you know?
Right.
But we
pushed him out. Yeah, SEO
flushed.
All day. He's out.
Flushed. He's flushed. So there's some context as to why.
What was the question? How tall am I?
Oh, yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 6'4". And not 6'3½. Not 6'4". I am 6'4". None of this lie and half inch bullshit that we've discussed. You 5'11 fuckers.
Yeah. That's another episode. Good people of Google want to know. Who was Jeremy? Oh, this one actually just says Jeremy Lewis. It doesn't even have Michael.
See?
Who was Jeremy
we're
Lewis?
We're moving towards the right direction.
And yeah, the next ones are all.
Okay, fuck me.
Yeah, okay. So who was Jeremy Lewis engaged to?
I was engaged to a woman named Kirsten Maldonado, who sang in Pentatonix.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her when I was on the sing-off the season after she was on the sing-off.
Love that. Okay. There it is.
And I wish her well, and I hope she's doing great. I'd call her out, but I don't think she listens to this podcast.
Well, we had a fun call out in the last episode.
Let me rephrase that. I'd give her a shout out. She didn't listen to this podcast. I don't think any of her friends do either.
Uh-huh.
I think you had a call out. I was thinking I was going to give her a shout out.
Oh.
You had more of a call
out. Let's move on. Good people at Google want to know, can Jeremy Michael Lewis sing off? Can Jeremy Michael Lewis sing off?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Well, did I do the sing-off?
Okay, so context though, please, is sing-off was an NBC show. How many seasons did it have?
Too many. Sorry, Deke Sharon. It was on NBC.
How many seasons? Six? Five?
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 Four or five?
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, four or five.
Okay. And like, if you've ever seen Pitch Perfect, it's basically like that, but on NBC.
And a little bit less in tune.
Sure. Was it all college groups competing?
No. They always had like one token college group that they wanted to like make look like idiots.
Okay.
And we filled that void perfectly.
You guys almost won. What do you mean?
We had fifth.
Out of how many? 12?
10, 12, yeah.
That's not last. That's in the upper 50%.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Okay.
But I'm doing a podcast with the guys that won the group in like a week or two.
Right. You've obviously come out on top. There we go.
You don't want to win that show. The contractual obligations winning suck.
I mean, that's like how American Idol is.
I think I can actually speak to that.
The reputation, like everyone says American Idol, you want to come second.
Yeah.
Because the first is like you're locked into some crazy shit.
Unless
you're
Kelly
second,
Clarkson and Justin, because I can't remember Justin.
Who?
From Kelly to Justin?
Oh.
Are you kidding?
I mean, Kelly's my fucking queen. So who's Justin? I don't know. But Kelly
Clarkson. The second place winner.
Right, but Kelly's fucking thriving.
My point is, sometimes you want to win.
I don't know.
She was also like the original winner.
Carrie Underwood, I think, won American Idol, didn't she? And she's thriving.
I think Ruben Studdard did too.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, so Jeremy was on the sing-off and...
I think Jennifer Hudson got like sixth place or something.
Oh yeah, you're right. But then if she fucking is doing so well, she's crushing it. Yeah.
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 Every single one of my friends when I first came out here, like did American Idol, mm-hmm. did The Voice,
yeah.
like did like the round of them, all of them.
I have a friend who works in...
Todrick got like 94th place in American Idol and look at him.
Damn, that's rude.
Yeah, look at his house.
That is so rude.
Look at his house.
Oh my God, guys, go watch Todrick's house tour he just uploaded. Holy shit, his Louis Vuitton custom bed is to die for.
But I've been the biggest Todrick Hall and biggest Luke Edgman fan since day one.
Okay.
And if you don't know who they are, you should. And you should go look at them up. You should stop this podcast, pause, and set a reminder to come back to it. But you should watch some of their videos.
No, I think you should finish the podcast and then go to that after later when you have time.
Shade.
Wait, okay, but what I was going to say is that like, so I want to know more about the sing-off. So there is a very
fun... Why does everyone want to know about the fucking sing-off?
Because it's so funny. You're just like this business dude, this like fucking tall, lanky business guy who randomly...
Why lanky? You could have been tall business
guy. Because lanky comes into play because you were a pretty good dancer, which is fucking hilarious. Like that is the biggest plot twist that I've ever heard of your character. Like no one expects that. No one fucking looks at you and you're like, that guy definitely drops his pants on live television across all of America on the sing-off in an a cappella singing competition. Like, that is the most random shit I've ever heard.
My life has been nothing but a series of a little bit more random events, such as that guy also now dating Lord DIY after being engaged to Panic's Tonics girl, after being like college fuckboy, after being fucking, like all these things are just
your
random.
Life is like literally six mini movies.
I can't wait to see who I am in my next life. With you.
Okay.
With you. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, of course. On the boat that I don't manifest.
Without my yacht money sweater.
Yeah.
Got it. If you have time, go Google.
No, we've already done this. Everyone's already done this.
Acoustic Cats?
No,
sing-off.
We've already done this. La, 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 next.
All right, good people at Google want to know. Oh, I love this one. This is my favorite one. Is Jeremy Lewis related to Leona Lewis?
Hey, Leona. Hi. Yes, that's a fact.
You want to maybe clear that up before that makes a headline for J14 or something?
I hope J14 runs with that. Bleeding Love, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I loved Bleeding Love. I think that I had.
You're probably the only person to love that song. I don't think I ever heard anyone else who liked that song.
Like I had that on my iPod shuffle at some point and I was obsessed.
That was peak radio.
Yeah.
When like the radio, like the top 40 was like DJs just dipped. And they just hit the fucking 40 and just on repeat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing was everywhere. Like a great song. I've just heard it 1,000 too many times, not on my own accord.
I would listen to it now though. Like I could get down to some Bleeding Love now just because like I probably know all the words.
Yeah.
I love this next question because this is something that you've never talked about on the podcast. And I'm so excited to put you on blast for it. Good people at Google want to know, does Jeremy Lewis have tattoos? go ahead. Stage is yours.
Can I just show the camera and see if they
can see it? Nope. You gotta tell the people who are listening to audio only, you fuck. So Jeremy, for being a responsible and just mature adult, did something really fucking stupid. This is the shit that you also see in movies. Go ahead.
All right.
Oh, sorry. Are we not keeping you up?
No.
Well,
this
fuck
is
us.
Great. So I have a tattoo of my ex-fiance's initials. That's a few sessions in of getting lasered off of my finger. But the joke really is on her because we both did it in each other's handwritings and hers is really cute and mine's fucking ugly. So it's kind of like when you walk into a hair salon.
Like, no, like your writing for her was really shitty and her writing to you.
No, it's like when you walk into a hair salon and there's two people and one has great hair and one has ugly hair.
Yeah.
And you sit down to the person with great hair because you want to get a haircut by that person.
But they actually got it done by someone who had the artistic.
They got it done by the other person.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. So I kind of like, you know, at the bottom of Woody's foot in Toy Story?
Yes.
Their little kid
Andy.
Writing. Yeah. It's like kind of like, it's cute. Uh-huh. But like, it's not good handwriting.
It's chicken scratchy. Yeah.
That's That's what's on her body.
That's tough.
Yeah. That's although tough. If I know her, she's probably crossed it out with a fucking red and just like made it like.
I mean, also that's such an easy tattoo to cover up. Where is it on her?
Same place.
Oh, same place. Oh, that's less easy to cover up.
Why?
What?
Why is it?
Well, because like if it's anywhere on your arms or legs or anything like that's so easy to put something over top of. But like this is, you'd either have to get something like big and black on top of it. And like, that's not a fun spot to tattoo, like your fingers.
No, it fucking hurts. Yeah. Actually, it hurts to get removed. Putting it on sounds that bad.
The best part is that for Christmas, when Jeremy and I first started dating, so literally like, I don't know, we'd been dating for a month. He asked for Christmas for tattoo removal sessions, which is pretty cute. Like in the grand scheme of things, to it's be like, cute. Hey, I want to take this bitch's name off my finger.
I don't think I said it that way.
Anyway, so that's your only tattoo.
I don't fuck with that legal team.
That's your only tattoo, though.
That's my only tattoo.
Would you get another one?
No.
Yeah, I think that's maybe not for you.
It's not for me.
It's not for you.
You know what? If I got super fucking cut and I had a, like massive biceps,
yeah.
I might put like a mom on there or something.
Donna would fucking
She'd kill me.
Murder She'd you. Kill me. She would murder
she would
you.
Never, ever appreciate that.
No. Like that has no sentimental value to your mother.
Yeah, no.
That's actually an attack on her.
If I wanted to make her sad, that's what I would do.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Are you gonna get more tattoos?
So anyway, next question. Good people at Google want to know. I only diverted that question because I know my mom religiously listens to our podcast. And
so it's okay that she listens to me and how I have a tattoo of my ex, but
she knows
that.
It's not a secret to my mom.
I know that. I know she knows.
Good people at Google want to know. Did Jeremy Lewis go to college?
I did go to college. I went to 2 colleges. Didn't finish, but I went to 2.
Wait, so how does it work though when you leave a community college? You just are able to take your credits and transfer?
You just transfer them, yeah.
That is so fucking smart. I don't know why more people don't do that.
What's great about it is there's like gray area between, not everything's like 1-to-1.
Yeah.
But sometimes like you can use that in your favor. And sometimes you basically, you transfer them out and then they'll say which ones they apply to. And then there's ones that like you get denied. But what's great about it is if you submit an appeal.
Okay.
What you do is they say, why do you think this should cover it? And so you just look at the syllabus for what is covered in the class that you're trying to get it transferred to. And you just fucking hit the hot points of like,
what
covered.
You learned. Right.
The amount of things that I got like qualified that should never have fucking qualified in that transfer. It was fantastic.
I love that for you, Shboob.
Our education system could use some tweaks.
Yeah. I mean, the whole American education system to me is just a fucking mystery, a shocking mystery.
Well, when you go ahead back to segueing into your next question, there might be a few tweaks for Canada's as well.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even want to put that on Canada. That's a me thing, not a Canadian education thing. Like, I'm not sure where that fell through the cracks there, but it's a me thing for sure. Okay, good people Google want to know, can Jeremy Lewis actually sing?
That's a subjective question.
The answer is yes. That's just like another plot twist, like in your character development, is that you can sing.
I can sing.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like, what do you mean? There's no debate there. Like, there's literally no.
I'm sure there's somebody out there that thinks I can't sing.
Okay, well, fuck that person.
Yeah, fuck that person.
It's Shelby. It's fucking Shelby.
You know what the problem is? The person that says that I can't sing isn't one of the people that I think, if Luke Edgman looked at me and said, if Travis Garland said, nah, bro, you can't sing. But you're right.
You're like, I fucking can't. I can't sing.
But if Shelby tells me I can't sing, Shelby, why don't you open up your fucking mouth and give me something? That's what I thought. I'm going to reword what I just said. Shelby, why don't you why don't you in your own time record something and send it to me and then I will listen to it in a completely platonic manner and then I'll review. How about that?
Great. Mm-hmm. All right, Shelby.
You got next question?
That's it. That's all for you. I just texted you your questions for me.
All right.
I haven't done one of these in a couple years. It's been a solid 2.5 years since I've done like a Google on myself to see what people are asking.
I got to tell you, I'm pretty sure that these questions could have been asked 3 years ago.
Yeah. And the answer's still the same.
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
First question. Uh-huh. Tough one.
Okay.
Put your thinking cap on.
All right.
Is it on?
It's on.
Okay. Is Lord DIY single?
No. I was literally about to make a joke about how like leave one more sock out in the living room and I might be. Oh. But the other day, Jeremy posted this story of Moose looking really cute in front of the fireplace and he kind of like panned across the living room and I had taken my socks off and tossed them behind the couch and they were like so little and so pink and there was just like no question. Like, if it was a black sock, I could have passed that shit off as yours.
You know what though? There were a couple people that hit me like in my DMs of like, it's the socks that you don't put away. And I'm like...
You still took the blame
pink
for it.
With unicorns.
Oh my God. Yeah. So anyways, I got busted taking my socks off, which is a rare occurrence.
Accidentally, by the way.
Right. Accidentally. It wasn't even to put me on blast. And a whole bunch of people replied being, oh my God, the fucking socks.
What I find funny about that is actually the amount of women in particular that were in my DMs going, looks like she doesn't have much to stand on and she's talking about your socks anymore because she's obviously leaving them all over the place. So she shouldn't complain. And I'm like, my guys.
Y'all need to settle the fuck down.
Well,
you've never taken a sock off, bitch.
All I'm saying is girl supporting guy.
Jeremy. Girl supporting Jeremy.
The way I prefer it. Love it. Ready?
Ready.
Number two, is Lord DIY still with Jeremy?
I mean, after the whole sock debacle that we just had, yes.
Right.
But yes.
But yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It sounds like there's some animosity there.
Ooh, you know what though? He's barbecuing steaks tonight for us, so definitely yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is Lord DIY Asian?
Yes.
Japanese?
Yes. So I'm half Japanese. My mom's side is...
I'm not done with my question.
Okay.
And what's her favorite type of fish?
I know because that's she's not Japanese. Part of the question. I don't know why you're trying to shame me for this. Okay, so my mom's side is full Japanese and my dad's side is Finnish and Ukrainian. People get really excited who are from Finland because there is a town...
Well, then Finland should be on our number one list.
Yeah, what the fuck, Finland? Come on, you got to support.
From the town of Riihimäki.
Yeah, but it's not pronounced like that because there's a little accent. There's the two dots above the A in like M-A-K-I at the end of my last name.
Riihimäki?
I don't know how it's pronounced. So anyway, if you're from Finland though, please phonetically spell it out so that, because like-
When no one responds to this and no one from the entire country of Finland listens to us, fortunately we still have Latvia.
Yeah, but my ego is gone.
They want to know why you don't like fish.
That's not the question. You want to know why I don't like fish.
It just says it right there. I can't get sushi with my Asian girlfriend.
You can literally get sushi whenever the fuck you want. You make it sound like I don't like you eat fish.
And no sashimi.
I also cook you fish specifically so you yourself solely can eat fish while I don't eat fish.
You're a great girlfriend. I just want to go back to why you're not interested in any fish.
I don't know. I love shellfish. So good. I love lobster. I love shrimp. But not the same. I just can't get on with fish. And like I literally look at salmon all the time. I'm like, yo, that looks so fucking good. My taste buds just say no. You know how your taste buds are supposed to change like every 7 years or something?
Yours haven't changed for the first 27 years of your life.
Yeah, fuck. Neither have yours the first 29 years of your
life. Bullshit. I eat way more than you.
I don't know about that. Anyways, I'm waiting for the day when my taste buds will accept fish, but as of right now, they do not. And I don't know why. And I wish it were different, but it's not.
Just someone hitting me on LinkedIn currently asking for a shout out for their fiance, which is not the way to do that. Okay. God. All right. Is Lord DIY married / engaged?
No.
Will she be in the next 5 years?
Within the next 5 years, yes.
Is
There's so many different ways I could have gone with that, but I didn't know which one to take, to be honest.
Is Lord, wow, this is ballsy. Is Lord, no, why did nobody ask me this? Is Lord DIY a millionaire? The fuck?
So what is being a millionaire? Does it mean that you gross $1 million or that you have $1 million liquid? Or like what does being a millionaire entail?
That's the most millionaire way to ask that question. It's like answer how to clarify that. So like, would that be like liquid, like in my bank account, like willing to spend currently in like a suitcase under the bed in one of my properties, in a couple of my properties, a couple of my investment accounts?
Sir.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Is it not?
I don't know what that means. Because if it's $1 million liquid, then no. Like, definitely not. Definitely, definitely not. But, like, have I made $1 million? Yes. What? What? What?
You know what? Fellow IRS agent, you're right. Not $1 million liquid. Definitely doesn't have it in assets. Definitely. Okay. Is Lord DIY leaving YouTube?
No. You know what's so funny is that like the video that I made to be like, hey, I'm going to go on a break to figure my shit out. The break ended up being 6 weeks, but even though it was only a 4.5 minute video or something, people obviously like just read the title or watched like the first couple minutes.
Wait, you don't think people just like looked at the first few minutes and then just like grabbed their own context and moved on?
It just, well, fucking welcome to the internet. Goddamn.
Crazy.
And then I started uploading videos on like TikTok again. They're like, I thought you quit. And I'm like, even if you did think I quit, are you not like a little happy that I'm making content? Like, goddamn.
People just love their agenda.
Yeah. So anyways, no, I'm still on the internet. And also I just stopped posting on my main channel for a little bit.
You're also already back.
Yeah. 100%. Already anyway, back.
How old and single and not married is Lord DIY? I don't know. It's what I see here.
Jeremy is, embellishing these questions.
Okay, fine. How old is Laura DIY?
I love the creative initiative though. It's actually not that appreciated, but I'm 27.
Okay.
I'm a Leo. Mm-hmm. I'll be 28 in the summer.
Yeah, no one asked for any.
You know what? One of your questions for the Google is what is your zodiac sign? And I spared you the conversation around fucking.
I would have responded, check famous fucking birthdays.
Isn't that nice of you? You actually have a really cute famous birthdays photo. Mine is garbage.
I requested to be changed.
I need to do that. Mine's so shitty. Please don't. Now everyone's going to look. God damn it. I shouldn't have drawn attention to it. Fuck.
That and your wiki feet. Both great photos.
No. Wiki feet though. Fucking. I have 5 stars or 4.9 or whatever. Did I get upgrade? I might
be
a 5-star.
The funniest fucking thing in the world, and I'm going to have to stop this, is Ethan Klein. I recently became
a big H3 fan.
I got to be honest. I watched a few times. I didn't get it. And it was me.
Frenemies?
Yeah, frenemies.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
I had to give Jeremy a lot of context about both sides of like who Ethan is, who Trisha is. And totally. Yeah.
Watched the other day.
Yeah.
And Ethan Klein went in about how he ruined Logan Paul's wiki feet score.
That's the funniest fucking shit I've ever heard.
That is the level of petty I aspire. I mean, what are you supposed to do to that?
I mean, your life is destroyed after First that. Off, like, how do you move on from that?
As someone who doesn't have a WikiFeet profile, I'm pretty sure, that is fantastic. And I am scared for if I would ever become relevant, what someone could do to me per my WikiFeet profile.
Hang on, please hold. I need to know if I'm a 4.9.
Out of 5? Out of 10?
I'm a out of 5.
Get fucked, Lauren.
I thought, okay, so I have 5 stars, but when you look at the average, it's actually 4.9.
So once you get done writing the podcast, head on over, write her feet. It'll be great.
So beautiful. I have 172 votes. 45 people said nice. 28 said okay. 8 said bad. And 4 said ugly. And I got my shoe size wrong.
What size shoes do you have?
Do I have or did they say?
What size did they say?
They said 7.
And you're only mad because it's bigger, right?
What?
You're only mad because it's bigger.
Bitch, I fucking wish I was a 7. Every shoe comes in a 7. That's like the most popular size, is to be like a 7 or an 8. Being on the small side is like I either have to shop in the kids section.
Small, dainty, beautiful feet.
They don't make shoes in 5.5.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's like, it's a hard size to find.
Oh my God.
Life would be easier as a 7.
That's crazy, babe.
Get fucked. Ask questions. Let's go. Next question. We're missing the puppy bowl.
It's over. How tall is Laura DIY, and how big is her cup size?
You're just literally making up questions right now.
These questions are fucking, like, let's juice them up a little bit.
Okay, juice them up.
Okay. Except for that question, go ahead.
I'm a 5'5".
Okay.
I'm a 5'5".
I'm a 5'5". You're answering like Google would ask the question.
Right.
I'm a 5'5".
I'm a 5'5". And here's the thing is about boobie size is that I don't really know how it works. Like I really don't. Because I got measured once and they're like, you're a 32B. And I was like, that seems much larger than I should
be. And you're
like,
32 generous.
And yeah. And I was like, she's like, it's the same size as a 34A. And I'm like, what do you mean the same size?
That makes no sense.
Because I thought the number meant your inches around.
Your band, right?
Yeah, your band. And the cup was like the boobie size. Mm-hmm. So like,
are you naked when they measure you?
Yes. I think you are.
Boobies out?
Yeah. I mean, it's mostly women that work at Victoria's Secret who also have boobies.
Yeah, but like if I was going to go get my dick measured, I don't know if I wanted to be a dude or a chick. It'd both be uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's like when you go to the doctor and the doctor has to cup your balls and you cough. Like,
that's not weird.
He has balls too.
There have been girls who have checked my balls.
Okay, well, they don't have balls, but it's like a medical thing. Getting your
boobs
measured.
It was in a medical sense.
I have to go. Jeremy really liked that joke for himself. He really liked it.
Tell him the dog joke. You gotta tell him the dog joke.
No, babe. No.
Tell him the dog joke.
So Jeremy thinks that he hit peak funny the other day. He hit peak funny.
I hit peak funny.
Which is, you know what though? I'm glad because it wasn't at my expense.
Right.
Normally I'm the butt of the joke.
No.
But well,
let's go to the joke.
So anyway, we were talking about how Jeremy loves like regal, like wolf looking dogs. And he was like, you like the, how do you put this? Like the dogs that look like they need help with directions. And he thought that he had just said the fucking most groundbreaking,
if you,
earth-shattering joke.
I'm not telling. If you looked at all the dogs that Lauren sends me in my DMs that she thinks are cute, they all just have this look of just bewilderment at life.
They're just sweet boys.
Totally.
The Staffies and the Sharpays and the Pitbulls and the Bull Terriers.
We need to clarify that's not Garrett and Andrew.
And the Chow Chows.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
The sweet boys. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. They're just sweet boys. Yeah. Just sweet boys, you know?
What is Lord DIY real name?
It's Lauren Kobayashi.
What is Laura DIY's real name?
Get fucked.
What is Lauren DIY's real name?
There it is. I get that one a lot. You know what? I would take Lauren DIY over Laura DIY. I don't know who the fuck Laura is. It's not me. Anyway, Lauren Kobayashi, which is my mom's maiden name, and I am in no way related or associated to the hot dog eating guy.
But you could be.
No, I think Kobayashi is a pretty common name in Japan.
I think we're all kind of related. So.
That makes it weird that we're dating then. So maybe redact that statement. I don't know.
A little Adam and Eve. It's okay.
That's
all right.
I don't know. And then
fuck off, Apple Watch. You fucking stand, you piece of shit.
Did you do a stand thing?
Elma, you're almost there. I've been fucking sitting for an hour.
I don't know why, how you would have gotten anywhere close to your stand goal today.
Okay. Oh, I showered. Standing.
That's good.
Let's go on.
Okay. Couldn't think of anything else. You're like, I ate my bagel.
All right,
her
name's Lauren. What percent Lord DIY are you? What the fuck does that mean?
Oh my God. I think it was Tiger Beat or BuzzFeed.
Shout out Tiger Beat.
Right, shout BuzzFeed, out BuzzFeed. That made a
shout
quiz.
Shout out J14. Like,
how, what percent Lord DIY are you? And I took the test and only got 90%. I wasn't even 100% Lord DIY. So like physically I'm 100% Lord DIY, but like metaphorically speaking, based on the quiz, I was only 90% Lord DIY.
To be fair, sometimes you wake up and you're more or less Lord DIY.
What does that mean?
Well, now that we know Craft Girl fucks, I feel like there might be some additions to that test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to do an updated one.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Yeah.
You're so right.
And now that you're making scantily clad TikToks.
There's one scantily clad
TikTok.
I made
my first TikTok.
Oh my God. Jeremy did make his first TikTok. So you didn't, it was a duet.
Oh, so you want to just Achilles heel my goals?
I want to motivate you. I want to motivate you to create some original TikTok content.
Listen, once Matt, Stefanina, and Todrick, invite me over to do a dance with them, I will.
I would love literally nothing more than to see you doing...
Listen, a couple of Modernas right here, and I'll be over there.
A couple of Modernas, yeah. Some Pfizer action.
A couple Pfizers.
Yeah.
A couple of J&Js.
Ugh, I would love the J&J to get approved that one-shot shit. Let's go.
Yeah, but it's only 60% effective.
Oh, that's low.
Like 60, 70. And don't let, good enough get in the way of perfect.
Yeah.
Don't let perfect get in the way of good enough. Stupid, Jeremy. Okay. Oh, what's your net worth? Once again, weird how no one asked me that. Although I did look it up one time.
Yeah.
And it was like,
oh my God, I want to know.
Millions of dollars. And I was like, that is very sweet of you.
I have no idea how to calculate net worth.
I mean, net worth is so bullshit anyway.
Is it not real?
I mean, what are your stocks worth today versus Diamond Hands fucking Reddit last week? And all of the stock options that we own for random shit, who knows what that's going to be worth?
So as of January 22nd, 2020,
okay.
So that's
last year,
estimated net worth of $3 million.
Sure, I'll go with that.
is that more than I have no, I literally don't know how this works at all. What does your net worth say?
Oh, I thought that was for me.
Oh no, that's me.
Oh, I thought that was for me. I was like, yeah, we'll go with that.
Net worth 700,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shboob. Oh, babe, in height, in meters, you're 1.85 meters in metric. How nice.
How big is my penis? 1.2 meters.
What?
What?
What? What did you say?
Okay, moving on. So what's your net worth, babe?
I don't know.
That's only a millionaire would say that. Okay, what is Lord DIY's phone number?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
867-5309.
What are you saying right now? No, it's 323-402-5601.
Did everyone get that?
One more time for the people.
No.
The good people of Google.
That, the joke.
Oh, is it,
Let's move on.
Kiss Me Through the Phone. No?
Yep, it's Soulja Boy. It's Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Is that on it? Wait, no. Oh, fuck, what is it again?
That's what it is.
What is it?
867-5309.
What song is that again?
We're moving on.
Boob, tell me.
Is Lord DIY in Madea? We haven't seen it yet.
What's that song? What's the number thing from?
A song from the 80s. It's fine.
Oh, a song from the 80s? Oh, yeah. That's before my time. Yeah.
Can we play it or will we get in trouble?
We'll definitely get in trouble, I think, right?
No, it's merely a...
Why don't you do like a little beatboxing behind it so it changes it up so it's a remix and it's fine. Oh. Wait, skip to the number part. Yeah, I was gonna say, you can't play too much of that.
I just want to point this. This is just for news purposes. It's just coverage. We're not actually playing this song.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well, there goes our fucking budget for this podcast. All right.
That's not as exciting as the, what's the number that they say in Kiss Me Through the Phone?
I'm thinking about 281-330-8004. Hit Mike Jones up on the low because Mike Jones about to blow.
Only this one I'm thinking of. Okay, anyway, holy fuck. Okay, go to
281-330-8004. And all the
Mike Jones.
Y'all should know Mike Jones.
I think our viewers are, they know
Mike
Jones.
Paul Wall was the people's champ? I don't want to fucking breathe for a minute. Watch. Fuck.
This is why I stopped wearing my Apple Watch, literally.
Is Lord DIY in Madea?
Oh my God. Yeah, so fun fact, I went to...
As a movie
to,
star, everyone hop on over to IMDb and see the latest.
I was actually looking at my IMDb the other day, and I'm credited for a few things that I definitely had no part in.
That's okay. That's okay.
You know what? If it helps me get the green card, I was a part of that. I was there. I was on set.
You'll be married in 9 years. We talked about it.
So I have got 2 years left. I actually just emailed a new lawyer to get my green card started. That's I have great. A very expensive $500 call with them on this week.
Okay.
Yeah, can't wait. Yeah, so I was in, I had one line in Boo 2, A Madea Halloween.
Ah, the old sequel.
The sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sequel. And I got to go to...
How fast did they shoot that shit?
Oh my God, holy fuck. So I was in Atlanta for 10 days, I think, and we shot the entire movie in 5 days.
So why were you there for 10?
I went to the zoo one day.
Okay, all right.
I biked around a little
Tyler
bit.
Tyler Perry has his own rules down there.
So Tyler Perry in Atlanta.
Owns Atlanta.
He owns Atlanta. And so I think it's that he bought an old naval base or something. No, not a naval base.
It was something military.
Something military, yeah. So he bought all this fucking mass amount of land. And his studios were so cool. And he has literally every set that you could ever imagine. If you need a school, a shopping mall, a hotel.
But he also owns all these old Victorian homes too, right?
Well, no. So those are the like military general homes that you weren't allowed to alter.
Right.
So those stay on the property.
But he can shoot in them, right?
Oh, you can shoot in them, I'm pretty sure. He just wasn't able to alter them.
But like, great.
Yeah, no, it's so cool. So it's like, I think we actually might have used one of them for some of the shots.
I'm sure.
Anyway, it was a very like YouTuber heavily clad video movie. And it was honestly, it was hella fucking fun. I just like really appreciate when traditional media understands like how to shoot really fast and efficient. Because typically movies and TV shit takes for fucking ever. And Tyler Perry is the king of efficiency.
When do you think he's going to have Wild Till 9 in his next movie?
Not sure.
You want to text him?
Not sure.
Do you have his number?
I think I do, actually.
That's fucking baller.
Yeah, he was so nice. He genuinely was so nice.
He seems like that dude that somehow has 1,000 things on his plate, but always has time for someone.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
Like, how?
No, like, he took myself and my friend aside and just, like, brought us into his office and just, like, chatted for a little bit. Even though I'm sure he has 1 billion things to do.
Yeah, his name's Tyler fucking Perry.
Yeah.
Dude runs the South. Mm-hmm. Also, and like no one can shoot like the array of movies that dude I'm sure does on that lot. I'm sure the amount of things he shoots outside of his own shit too is crazy.
Yeah, 100%. He's got everything there.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, last two. Except for not last two. Stick around. how does Lord DIY have tattoos?
Mom, no. Mom, I have 6 tattoos.
6 tattoos?
6 tattoos.
And 7 when we get our initials tattooed on our foreheads together.
I love that's very, who just got the fucking like $10 million diamond?
Lil Uzi.
Lil fucking Uzi.
Uzi Vert.
Did you see it super infected and he like is going to die if he doesn't get it out?
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird that you couldn't put a diamond in your forehead.
That he's been paying for like 6 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's very Vision of him from Marvel, right? Like, doesn't that feel very Vision-y?
Who else is watching WandaVision?
Oh, we love it. My God.
No spoilers.
We could do a whole fucking podcast on WandaVision, but we're not going to be...
So good.
We're not going to be a Marvel crossover
situation. Except for we could be...
For the right dollar?
but we love our current sponsors. Okay, last question. Does Lore DIY have nipple piercings?
That's not a question. The answer is no.
That is a question.
That is, it's your question.
That only I already know the answer to.
Your question.
Does Lore DIY have piercings? Show them off, babe. Your ears are pierced for the first time in 2 years.
Oh my God. Okay, so also fun fact. I don't know how many times I've said this on the internet, but I used to have gauged ears.
So fucking raw.
I was like a scene kid.
That's so sick.
A scene kid. In grade 12 and 11, I was peak scene. And so I had a friend and we both were like on it. Yeah, that was my Tumblr. We were both on a journey to gauge our ears. And she went bigger than I did because I was too scared to go past the point of no return when your ears don't go back to normal. Would your mom have let you? I don't think she really knew what was going on. She didn't like it. She didn't like the whole thing in general. Obviously, she fucking hated it. But
and looking back, was she wrong?
I don't regret it. I don't think it
Gail
changed
on
anything.
Your side.
I had really cute ones. Like they were, it was a circle and they had diamonds on the inside and you could stick a pencil through them and it was kind of fun.
So cool.
It's kind of fun.
So clean. So hygienic.
It's not less hygienic than a regular earring. If you do it the right way.
Totally. I'm sure you were.
Yeah. I mean, you know how much I don't enjoy pain. So it's not something that I would like force up to the next size if it didn't fit.
Sure.
Are you trying to tell me that you know my spacing journey more than I do? Jeremy?
Let's go on.
Jeremy? Who loves scene bitches?
I don't love scene bitches.
Let's fucking go. Let's fight right now. Right here on the pod.
Why am I being attacked right now?
Anyways, so I had my ears gauged just in the bottom hole and somehow they've managed to close up, but my stylist re-pierced them the other day. So I now have little studs in. Had hoops in for the first time in forever.
It was hot.
Felt like a bad bitch.
Right.
There's nothing that makes you feel more powerful than hoops.
Really, that's what makes you more powerful than anything.
Yeah, hoops.
Okay.
The power of hoops.
That's all the questions I have.
All right.
What can people expect?
Wait, I have a question. Will you guys let us know if you use or understand Reddit? And this is going by example from the Sweet Boys. That Sweet Boys has a subreddit? Is that what it is?
I think it's just a Reddit.
It's just a Reddit? They have a Reddit?
Yeah.
And it's like really cute.
Like they have their own thread.
They have their own thread. I don't know.
Or their own community?
I don't really know what that means.
They have their own
community
on Reddit.
But it's like, it's so cute. We were looking for things on Reddit today.
What did we find?
Why
don't you tell the good people of the pod what we found on the good people of Reddit?
This is why you have to stay the end of the pod because you have the good shit at the end. So we found a video of a penis jizzing on a photo of me is what we found.
A video.
We found
about 12 small dicks, small, ugly. Once again, guys, ugly, ugly. Like, I guess if you were going to take a video of the picture being jizzed on.
Yeah.
And your dick looks like there was an accident. Maybe just.
Hey, some dicks just have curves.
Yeah, but that thing was like.
the hand motion that Jeremy's doing right now.
And you know what? When you actively are coming on pictures of my girlfriend, yeah. I get to make fun of you.
That's true. Yeah, yep. You do. You do get that right.
Who has an ugly penis? You do. Who should have kept that in their phone? You.
Who should have put that in the draft? You.
Who is embarrassed? Who should be embarrassed?
Yeah.
You.
Anyway, not a compliment.
No, by the way, it's not that fine. That's your, everyone has that right.
Yeah,
it's weird.
That is your business.
Yeah.
That is your business.
What if you had gone on just a bunch of pictures of me doing it to you?
Babe, look how many guys think I'm really hot.
And I'm like, for sure. For sure. What if I did it just to boost your ego?
It's okay. I don't need that. We're fine.
No, you don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a strong, confident bitch.
Yeah. Especially sure. In hoops. Especially in
totally.
Hoops.
Totally. In your hoops.
In my hoops.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what we were doing on Reddit. That's how we got there. And
little
Sagu over to Reddit and a little Sagu to some fucking jizzing on picture. You know what the worst part is that they jizz on their own phone. It's not like they went on their Canon M250 printer and printed a picture out. It's like they're just jizzing on their screen.
It's kind of gross.
I don't think I realized that was a thing that happened.
That's not a thing that happens often.
Okay, so that's not common practice?
I don't believe, and I'm going on a limb that I can say this and no one's going to call me on it because I'm pretty sure it hasn't happened. I don't think I've ever came anywhere near my phone.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. That feels unsanitary.
It's not sanitary.
It's not.
Is cum that unsanitary? Is it like spinal fluid, which is like kind of sterile?
I have no idea.
Medical experts, let's not waste your opinion on this one. Well, you know, stand by for later.
I've already claimed that the vaginas don't spread COVID.
There are three people still listening to this podcast. We need to end it. Next week, we are bringing the fucking fire.
It's your turn.
So we're bringing the fire.
Well, we'll see.
Stay tuned.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.